today.
Get ready, America, for a lame duck Congress that will decide what happens to your taxes. The Bush tax credit set to expire, that's a biggie. That happens at the end of December, so it's determined by the people already in office. Remember, the newly elected don't jump into this until the beginning of January. And boy, is it a sea of red across America. What happened to the Democrats? Hey, everybody, this is where we're hanging. We're doing it. We're talking about it and so on and so forth all the way down and around the corners and the nooks and in the crannies as well. Coming up, I promise we're going to get to our mailbag and also We Can Count as well. But before we do it, right from the get-go, the president said that the results of the election confirmed what he's really heard from voters across the country, that people are frustrated. He also said the lesson of the election was that he hasn't made enough progress in creating jobs. He called the election a Democratic shellacking. He also said we lost track of the ways we connected with the folks who got us here in the first place. And after reflecting on his party getting thrashed, he accepted blame for failing to deliver the economic security that Americans demand, while saying of his health overhaul that this was the right thing to do. So now, after 2 years with Democrats leading Congress, the president has to deal with the rest of his term with the reality of Republican control of the House, a diminished Democratic majority in the Senate, and a whole bunch of new faces, new lawmakers that swore to their constituents that they were going to downsize government at every single chance that they got. The smaller government was what the people wanted, what they were running on, and what they will do once they get to Washington. All right, one of the big winners on the Democratic side of things was the longtime senator from Nevada. For 28 years, Harry Reid has held that title, and he continues to hold it because he knocked off Sharron Angle, the grassroots Tea Party favorite who came out of really left field to give him a run for the money. Here's what Harry Reid had to say a day after about not listening to the polls and moving forward and whatnot.
Every poll showed me losing. And I was comfortable where I was because I knew what the real polls were, a scientific poll. I knew where we were. I think the main message that we should have received last night, I know that I did, is that people in Nevada, the American people, want us to work together. The message I would get from the Tea Party movement is that people are dissatisfied with the economy. I'm hopeful and confident that when the dust settles, the Republicans will no longer want to stop everything, and we'll work together. That's certainly what we need to do.
All right, work together seems to be the common theme, certainly for the Democrats, because they're laying the groundwork for let's not stop everything. But if the Republicans, especially the ones who are newly elected, stick to what their platform was, that's going to be pretty tough to do. One of them is Senator-elect Marco Rubio. He was a Tea Party guy from the get-go, and he had to fend off Charlie Crist, who ran as an independent, the governor of that state, and, of course, the Democratic challengers. Well, he says he is going to stick to the plan.
We were elected on a platform, and I have an obligation to the people of Florida to stay true to that platform and to those ideas. That's what they voted for yesterday, and that's what they deserve to have from their next U.S. senator.
All right, so he's going to stick to the plan. You heard his words there, and trust me, they're going to hold him to the plan. In the meantime, longtime Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky was kind of gloating in the sea of red around him, including there is the fact that Rand Paul was elected. He was a Tea Party favorite, too, by the people in Kentucky, and here were his thoughts.
We're determined to stop the agenda Americans have rejected and to turn the ship around.
All right, that's pretty simple. Turn the ship around. Easier said than done. It is clear, and everybody said it, and of course you didn't have to hit them over the head with it anymore since there was such big sweeping changes, especially in some Democratic strongholds, that people are not happy with the fact of where the economy's headed and the high unemployment rate. It's pretty clear that when people are struggling, can't find jobs, find their taxes going up, can barely stay in their houses, have to file for bankruptcy, or depleted beyond all belief, they're not going to be thrilled with who's ever representing them, and they don't like what's happened in the wake of the banks too big to fail. We know that. I mean, that was disastrous. And at this point now, you can't talk about it being inherited. I said this on a previous show. What you have to look at is, yes, some things were inherited, but the unemployment going from 7% to double digits, that's unacceptable. And then, of course, the stimulus bombing. There were no jobs really created there, some temporary shovel jobs, but nothing that worked. So, once again, that's money that was spent that there was no uptake in. So, in other words, there weren't enough jobs to be had as a result of the stimulus. So, incomplete returns showed that the GOP picked up at least 60 House seats and led for 4 more, much more in excess of what was needed for the majority. There were a couple of races, and there still are. They're a little bit too close to call. Republicans gained the 6 Senate seats, and I mentioned Rand Paul already in Kentucky, Mike Lee in Utah, Rubio you just heard from in Florida. They were winners. And their comeback, this is the interesting thing, I think, in this whole midterm election, was really pushed by independents who backed Republican candidates. Check out this statistic. For the first time since 1998. Traditionally, independents will often go Democratic. They might cherry pick candidates, but usually they'll go a little bit more Democratic. And that, so that's a very big statistic, I think. In Delaware, Christine O'Donnell, the witch is gone. Because remember all the jokes about the witch, and she said she was a Wiccan temporarily for 5 seconds when she was in high school. That seemed to dog her the whole time, and some other things that she said on a comedy program. She's done in Delaware. We know this Chris Coons, of course, was a Democrat that was elected. You wonder how much the Republicans not really backing her hurt her and certainly hurt her credibility. They thought that that was a layup. Republicans originally thought that was going to be a layup with Mike Castle. But once Castle wasn't the guy and Christine O'Donnell was, that changed things. She had that upset victory in the primary. And I mentioned Nevada. We just heard from Harry Reid, too, as well. He dispatched Engel in a very costly and contentious, might be the most contentious campaign of all of them across the land, in a year that was filled with a lot of back and forth punching. So the GOP also got 11 governorships from the Democrats, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine among them. That was big. Gave 2 back, of course, California and Hawaii. So what's next after the GOP surge? We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the flip side. Plus, check your emails.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jake and Austin wants to know about what's going on with the Happy Meals in San Francisco. We'll get to all of that, but first let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. I heard you said a lame duck session. I think it's going to be enough of a gridlock.
Yeah, I think so, too. But except for that, maybe the middle class tax cuts, that'll be worked out, that they won't go forward. That could happen.
Yeah, but as far as anything else getting done, I don't see anything major is going to get accomplished.
No.
It's going to be nothing but gridlock for 2 years, which will help Obama get elected, because then they can't blame the Democrats. So, it's got like...
You know, that's true. You know, that's a good point. The Republicans have to be careful how they play it, because you're right. Then you can, when you're, think about that, then when you're stumping, you say, listen, I did everything I could. I tried to work with him. I immediately called John Boehner as second he was I knew he was going to be the Speaker of the House, and nobody wants to work. What are we going to do?
So they just helped him get reelected again. That's all they've done. So.
You're so optimistic, Rick. That's all they did.
I seen all the weekend that, you can't call her a whore or a hooker, Charlie Sheen. Stole his watch?
Yes.
$140,000 watch?
Yes.
Okay, can he call Tiger Woods and borrow a couple of his whores?
Because they don't steal from him. They just shoot video and pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, or call up his old lady, you know, his ex-wife. She's loaded now, so.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the Charlie Sheen thing is so crazy. I said this before, he needs to just be a monk for a while. He just needs to be celibate. He gets into so many scrapes. You know, you go way back with Charlie Sheen, He had to testify in the Heidi Fleiss thing because he had written a check to a bunch of prostitutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They fired Wade Phillips yet?
No, but I think he is on a very, very, very thin hook.
Yeah, I've seen Jerry Jones. He said, I can't take this no more. I can't stomach this. There's going to be some changes, though. I just don't know if you heard anything yet or not. But he's gone.
No. Well, and in fact, I have really good sources with the Cowboys. I've been out to the practice facility a couple of times, and they're not... You know, the whole idea is they try to keep a lid on it until they poof, hit you.
Yeah.
Usually what Jerry does is he calls a news conference right before the news is set to go on so he can lead the news locally and nationally. And that's what'll happen. It'll be late in the day. And maybe, okay, you go through this week, and if it's another loss, I just don't see how they're going to continue to hang on to Wade. And see, the problem is, Rick, for people listening, is the collective bargaining agreement. What's going to happen at the end of the year? Is that it for football for a while? Then you'd have this interim coach, and then you'd have no football, and then you come back. That could be strange.
Yeah. I just wanted to get rid of him. Yeah, I look for him firing, get rid of him.
Yeah, they'll get rid of him, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I was watching part of it there, and all the fans have got towels over their heads now, hiding their faces.
And of course. And plus, for the first time ever that I can ever remember, you've got people who were putting the paper bags on their heads, just like they did during the Archie Manning days for the Saints.
Crazy. Well, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I got my score all picked out, so.
All right, thanks, Rick. The optimistic Rick in Illinois. All right, so many of you have sent in emails about a plethora of different things. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here. Woo!
Ah, yes, thank you very much. I mentioned this already. Jake in Austin wanted to know what was the scoop on the San Francisco McDonald's and the whole Happy Meal thing. Well, San Francisco has become the first city to pass a law that cracks down on the practice of giving away free toys with meals for children, and they call it unhealthy meals. The Board of Supervisors passed a law on Tuesday, and it takes effect on December 1st. So probably everybody in San Francisco is running out to get their Happy Meals. 8-3 was the vote. And so what the deal is now you can imagine, too, the National Restaurant Association, McDonald's, they know the Happy Meal is what half the time what gets kids in the door. And the San Francisco law would allow toys to be given away with kids' meals that have less than 600 calories, have fruits and vegetables, and include drinks without fat or sugar because they're trying to cut down, they say, on childhood obesity. The kids are sick, and the rates of obesity in San Francisco are extremely, extremely high. So that's that. No more McDoodler stencil, McWrist wallet, none of that stuff. Whatever it is, whatever the latest movie is. I guess the parents are going to have to go on eBay to try to get the toys. Or maybe McDonald's comes up with a solution and they design something that's less than 600 calories. All right, this one is from Jack in Vermont. Hello, America. Tonight, what do you make of those election results? I'll say, you aren't surprised, are you, that the independents also decided enough was enough and they went the way of the Republicans? What's wrong with the Democrats? Why didn't they listen to what the American people were saying? I don't understand. It's like they put their sunglasses on and life was too bright, and they paid no attention. Does that make sense? Well, it does make sense. It makes sense you have to pay attention to what the voters are saying. Of course, you're not going to please everybody. If I were a political campaign person, if I was like Marley Matlin, remember back in her Mary Matlin back in her day when she was getting the Bushes elected. You are analyzing, you are looking at every single possible angle of what you need to do, because that's your job to get people elected. And so how they missed that, listen, this is not just crazy, nutbag fringe people who don't like what's happening, who aren't going to vote for you. This is mainstream, Democratic-leaning, even very left-leaning people who, in some cases, when they cherry-picked candidates, voted someplace they had never voted before, a strange territory. They voted instead for Republicans, the Republican, whoever it was that was running in whatever district it was, Congress or Senate, depends on what the state was. That's why there was such a big surprise in Maine. Maine goes red, as I said, for the first time in 50 years. Man, that's just crazy. All right, here's another one. This is from Eleanor. Kate, try to explain to me about the lame duck session. What does it mean? I don't understand. All right, lame duck session is exactly what it is. It's like when you're a lame duck employee. Have you ever had the pleasure of resigning from some place you didn't like and you were courteous and you gave your 2 weeks and you were just a lame duck? You weren't going to really do much because you weren't part of the system anymore. You're just there in the middle. You're moving on to a new job. You're not going to get involved in new projects. Well, that's happening now, of course, the 15th, when everybody comes back from these elections. They're lame duckers. They're trying to get to the end of the term, the end of the year. That's it. They're done. They're not serving. Like a slew of people that were voted out. Russ Feingold would be one of them in Wisconsin. And a couple of others, Blanche Lincoln, another one in Arkansas. I mean, there's a whole, it's a who's who of, you know, people who are not coming back. And they're replaced. You know, they lost their reelection bid or whatever. So they've got things to decide on, like the Bush tax credits, like will we give $250 to the Social Security to the seniors, because, of course, they're not getting the cost of living, and some other things that would have effects, like the child care credit, the marriage penalty, which would affect your taxes because it would be too late by the time it clicks in, if that's changed by anybody that comes in new to this. And don't ask, don't tell. That would be a curious thing, too. Which way does that go, since you could get that through? Maybe. But I'm thinking the focus really is going to be the taxes, the Bush tax deal. That's probably the main gist of it. Maybe something happens there, huh? All right, stay with us. Coming up in just a few, we've got We Can Count.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, here's a crazy story for you. When you think of a young girl giving birth, or even on the other end of the spectrum, an older woman giving birth, I don't think anybody could ever wrap their mind around a 10-year-old. But that's what happened in Spain. A 10-year-old is now the mama of a young child. But this was the shocking part of the story I read. I must just be naive to this. I don't know. The weird thing is, she is not the youngest. The youngest on record, anyway, is a 9-year-old schoolgirl in northeast China who gave birth to a healthy baby boy. There was another 10-year-old girl in Idaho, got pregnant at age 9, carried a baby to term. Wow. And supposedly, because these reports have been refuted a little bit, but in 1939, there was a young girl in Peru who became pregnant at the age of 5 years, 8 months, and became a mother by the time she was, you know, do the math, 6 and change. Wow. Yeah, crazy. Now, Spanish newspapers are saying that according to the mother of the young girl who gave birth last week, a first pregnancy at the age of 10 is not uncommon in their native country. I'm stunned by that, too. Teenage mothers account for 23% of the global burden of disease related to childbirth, according to the World Health Organization. And, of course, there's obviously going to be health consequences to the mother and the child and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I guess you're not talking about teenagers. You're talking about younger than teenagers, and that is a stunning age. 10 years old. Wow. Crazy. All right, so we move from that story to, sadly, this story, but it does fit into We Can Count. And once again, I'm telling people, for my money, somebody who spent a lot of time in Mexico. I wouldn't go to Mexico right now. In Acapulco, which is definitely a tourist area, in the Mexican drug war, it's around there. They recovered 18 bodies from a mass grave. Yeah. And a video says the victims were from a tourist group kidnapped there a month ago. How awful is that? So they were just tourists, is what they believe. There was a video that appeared on YouTube. There were two men who had their hands tied behind their back, and they were answering questions from an interrogator, and then they were buried in the area. And the two bodies were found wearing the same clothes as the people in the video, and they were on top of the mass grave. And there was a sign that said, the people they killed are buried here. And it was signed by Acapulco's independent cartel, or CETA. It's a drug gang that's been claiming responsibility for killings in the last couple of months. Yeah, that trip to Acapulco, might have to not go there anytime in the near future. All right, this is a big one for We Can Count. A Qantas jetliner made an emergency landing on Thursday. There were 459 people on board. What happened was one of the four engines shut down over western Indonesia. Witnesses say that debris went flying to the ground. The airliner's denying that. The plane did land safely with no injuries. They didn't really comment on the engine troubles and whether they were related to the volcanic eruption or any of that kind of stuff. But it was 15 minutes after takeoff from Singapore that the airliner started to have the engine trouble. And people on the ground said that what they saw was, it looked like a giant metal the size of a door that came flying down, and then there was panels painted white and red. They were falling into houses and a nearby shopping mall. People also described what looked like to be a big explosion, and they say they saw fire coming out of the plane. So, I don't know, you tell me. Are you buying what the witnesses are saying? I think I am. They saw something. Good for the airline for trying to say, oh, no big deal. We made this emergency landing and it's all good. No worries. Don't worry about it. Okay, how about this? General Motors. We kind of have a vested interest in General Motors, don't we? Took a big step forward by ending its ownership. It ended its ownership by the government, filing paperwork that gives the price range and other details of a planned initial public offering. Yep, they're going to IPO it. The company forecasted earned $2.1 billion from July through September, a very big, strong financial performance. The company's preparing for that initial stock offering on November 18th. GM earned $2.2 billion in the first half after it cut brands, lowered debt, and offered popular new models of cars and crossovers. Ultimately, it comes down to selling the cars, selling the trucks. If you don't do that, forget about it. All right, let's go to Tom in Kansas, who's patiently waiting. Hey, Tom.
Hey, hi, Kate.
Hello.
Oh, that Happy Meal thing, is that December this year or next year?
It's December of this year in San Francisco.
Well, I heard it wasn't until next year.
What I read and what I understood it to be was this year. That's why I said it's so quick. That's unbelievable.
Okay. And on the next point, how in the world is someone supposed to pick the right team, much less nail the score this year? I mean, 2 weeks ago, who'd have thought that in two games, that Oakland would score 92 points and give up only 17.
I agree with you. It's so difficult. It is a very odd season. You're right. When you look at it, it's hard to predict.
Trying to hit a moving target.
It is like trying to hit a moving target. Hey, the good news is coming up we have some prizes that we're going to give out for certain callers and when you call in. So there is a chance to win some prizes, and I hope somebody does nail the score because it is really about the numbers, Tom, in the end. Don't even throw out all the statistics about the teams and just try to come up with a number. It's like I said, it's like the lottery. I mean, that's the only thing that you can. That's the only thing you can do.
Okay, well, have a good rest of the show, Kate.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. You take care. We can't wait to hear from you because you're going to try to nail the score. I know you. How about Trey in Kentucky? Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kate. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it. You're talking about the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, of course.
You know what I want to know? Here's what I want to know. What's going to happen? I was looking at the post positions for the Classic and Zenyatta. You know, Mike Smith got all kind of teary-eyed. They were asking Mike Smith about, oh, this is the last ride. And he's like, oh, please don't tell me that. I don't want to think about that. And the odds are 8-5. Do you think she's going to clear the board and beat, I mean, just beat everyone out?
I hate to say it and go against where I work, but I hope so. I mean, she's done too much just to give it all up now. She's pushed hard. She's a good one, so I hope so.
I hope so, too. What a crazy horse. That's a beautiful horse. I mean, it really is. And you look at the Classic, and you know this. What's the Classic is, what, 1.25 miles? And it's the last, right?
I think, yeah.
It's 1.25 miles, and it's the last of the races. So a lot of people are going to be licking their lips and speculating over what's going in that race. I can't wait. I mean, I've been looking at a couple of the other draws and some of the other, you know, because this is 14 races. They're all televised. Everybody can watch them. And it's exciting stuff. I mean, looking at the juvenile and, you know, you got, what, 172 horses? Awesome.
Yeah, it's insane. You going to be doing anything special on the show for the Breeders' Cup?
We were going to do a Breeders' Cup challenge, but then we decided with Nail the Score we couldn't do that. But I'm going to have a guest on to talk about the post positions and some things to look for in this. That's coming up in our next show.
The next show? Okay.
Yeah, next show.
We got one, of course, Warriors Award. I don't know how that one's going to do, but, you know, you can cross your fingers. And we actually, our Stallions got another one running in this year. So.
Really?
Yeah, Crown of Thorns. That's one of our Stallions. One of
Crown of Thorns. I love that name.
Yeah. We're hoping. You know,
Crown
maybe we'll
thorns.
Get something out of it. Who knows? You never know. But, yeah, I hate to do it, but I hope Zenyatta just wipes them out. I hope.
I do,
too. She deserves it.
I think so, too. I think Zenyatta deserves it, and I hope it happens. But you never know. You look at the field and, you know, who knows? He's got some horses I'm familiar with. Paddy O'Prada was a disappointment the last time I bet on Paddy O'Prada, but who knows? 15-1 odds. Kent DeSormo gets that whip out. You know how he is. He starts going crazy, and then, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Looking at Lucky, that could be a dangerous horse. Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard. I may be just going down the board and betting a little on everything this year and just hoping for the best. Who knows? I think there's too many like the Breeders' Cup.
I know. Yeah. Spread it around. It's such a tough thing to decide. I agree with you.
You gotta get lucky somewhere.
I know. I'm looking at the same thing, brother. I'm going to be up there all day. I'm so glad you called. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a big day. I mean, a huge day. In horse racing, the Breeders' Cup was one of the most brilliant things they ever came up with because everybody knows the Triple Crown. And, of course, you know that the Kentucky Derby and, of course, the Capper is you're at Pimlico and then the Capper is the Belmont. But the idea of the Breeders' Cup was a stroke of brilliance because all these horses, all these races, all this excitement that builds up what horses that you've seen are going to be in there and what race are they in. And it's 14 races. The first posts are at 2 o'clock on Friday and 2:05 on Saturday. Ooh, at Churchill Downs. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing, see you calling for
more. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Brett Favre and Brad Childress on the situation in Minnesota. Strange deal. I think all of you know this by now. Randy Moss getting dumped by Minnesota, and he was actually picked up by the Titans. So it didn't take long. He was claimed off of the waiver wire. Wow. Start the season with the Patriots, get bounced to a team that you used to like to play for, Minnesota. Criticize the meal, say the food is crap. Get under the coach's skin, you're gone. Poof, like that, or on the waiver wire. Oh, how the mighty have fallen from the Super Bowl all the way down. You know, we were just talking there, Trey and I, Trey, a real horseman, about the Breeders' Cup and the Zenyatta, this horse, this giant horse. I can't even remember how big Zenyatta is. Just think huge. Beautiful horse that loves to run. And I hope this horse runs for Mike Smith in this Breeders' Cup classic. The classic, it's got the 8 post position. The horse does, she does. And her odds are 8-5, I think I said that. And then there's a slew of other, you know, other races that will be interesting. The Churchill line makers listed the mare, this is a 6-year-old, as that 8-5 in a field of a dozen 3-year-olds and so on and so forth. Just quickly, what you need to know about Zenyatta. Zenyatta undefeated in 19 career starts for the owners of that horse, Jerry and Ann Moss, and, of course, ridden by Mike Smith. What a great ride he's had with Zenyatta. I think the challengers would be looking at Lucky, which I mentioned, and then also Quality Road could be a pretty tough horse for Zenyatta. You just don't know. I mean, it's going to be the final hurrah. My uncle, who was a jockey, used to say, everybody would always ask, what about this horse? What about his ears? What about this? What about that? And on any given day, you'd say, if they don't want to run, they don't want to run. So I think Zenyatta is a runner and probably will run for the money for the final race. Here's what her jockey had to say, Mike Smith.
It's hard to say. That's Moss's call. You know, I hate to even think about it, to tell you the truth. I got a job to do, and I'm trying to focus on that. If I start thinking about it the last time I ride her, I get a little emotional.
All right, good for Mike Smith, because he's talking about that this is it. You know, this is the last race for Zenyatta. I mentioned she's a six-year-old, and this is the last time to see the horse in this situation, so I don't blame him. He needs to focus on the race, and that's it. And boy, if you ever see these jockeys before they go out, you can see the nerves start to build. And this would be a nervous moment, I'm sure, for him. Let's talk for a second about the big mistake, and that would be Randy Moss. Now you wonder, Jeff Fisher's team, the Titans, pick up a guy who could be a weapon for them or a pain in the rear end. I love the headline I saw, meal ticket or mistake. That's a brilliant way to put it, because that's pretty much what Moss now has come down to, as he was snatched up by the Titans. Brett Favre shaking off all his own demons with his injuries and then the whole allegations about the woman who worked for the Jets a couple of years ago and what the NFL is going to do about that, if anything. I'm sure didn't want this to happen, because it thrust more controversy right into his face. And he said, listen, don't ask me about it. I had nothing to do with it. Specifically, this is Favre.
That decision to bring him in and to release him was strictly, a non-player decision. I was not involved either way.
All right, he wasn't involved, but certainly Brad Childress, the coach of the Vikings, was involved, and he talked about trying to get a hold of Randy Moss, trying to talk to him, and here were his thoughts.
I didn't end up talking to Randy. I made numbers of phone calls that went unanswered. I texted him a few times to try to have him get back in touch. This is probably the most unemotional decision that I've made in this job here. It's just a matter of fact of what had to occur.
Did you hear what he said? The most unemotional decision that he ever made. Yeah, he'd just get rid of him. I want nothing to do with him. I have enough problems already. And it's weird, because the Vikings certainly didn't start off the season that way. They were just an interception away from going to the Super Bowl last year, now plagued with problems. All right, here's another player claimed off of waivers. The Bills picked up Chargers, or former Chargers running, or linebacker, not running back, linebacker Sean Merriman. And the Buccaneers, I guess, and the Dolphins also were hoping, but that didn't happen. So he's got to report to the Bills within 5 days, or he's placed on the reserve left squad and wouldn't be able to play the rest of the season. Then his status would be determined by the next collective bargaining agreement. So right now, Merriman plans to report to Buffalo, and he's not expected to play, which makes sense, because there's not enough turnaround time Sunday against the Chicago Bears. And what they're saying is, he's a playmaker. If he can come in here and do that, then we want him. Because what is the Bills' record? 0-7. Yes, 0-7. 0-7, rather. And Merriman is the guy, coulda, woulda, shoulda, because he was a incredible pass rusher. And remember, by the way, to back up here for a second for the waiver wire, the players that are put on the waiver wire, they go to the worst team that gets a claim, that submits a claim. So that's why he ended up going to the Bills. But he could be a difference maker. He could be a difference maker. It's a question of whether or not he can keep his head together. And this could be a good opportunity. And injury-wise, too, really, is what I'm talking about. Because he was on the injured reserve list. He had a calf injury, I think, and then he had a minor injury designation and there was a slew of other things. And injuries and some off-field controversies led to a lot of problems. And then that was it. So, by the way, they pick up, the Bills pick up what's left of his 1 year, $3.27 million contract. I mean, hey, can it get any worse? They're off to their worst start in 26 years, so why not make a move? All right, good time to tell you, if you're listening and you haven't heard, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It happens on our next show in our third hour. You call in, we announce what the game of the week is. Our computer randomly selects that game of the week. And if you're really, really lucky and you don't analyze it too much and you just happen to pick the right numbers and the right team, then you will win our huge prize closet because it is overflowing, baby. I mean, I can't even describe that to you enough. What will the game be? I was looking at the schedules today and I was wondering, could it be the Dolphins and the Ravens? Could it be, that doesn't seem like a great matchup to me, the Colts and the Eagles? Could it be the crappy Cowboys and the Packers or the Giants and the Seahawks? How about the Chiefs? Silently, Oakland is now 4-4. The Chiefs are 5-2 after a horrific season last year. And, of course, you've got the Jets, who had a humiliating loss last week in a crazy game, taking on the lowly Lions. I don't think it'll be that game. The Bucks are 5-2, and so are the Falcons. They play each other. And the hapless Bills, who are looking for that first win, take on the Bears. What a week nine in the NFL. It has been a crazy season in the NFL. I wouldn't have predicted either that the Bengals would be where they are. The Bengals are earning their nickname, the Bungles. Are 2-5. The Steelers are 5-2. And been a lot of problems with Cincinnati. That's the Monday night game. One thing that's good about that, you probably won't have to waste your Monday night because I can't see that being any kind of a thrilling matchup. And also, we do want to say that there was a big parade. Thousands of people turned out for the Giants' victory lap around the city. It's a big deal. It's the first title since 1954. And this was a team, really, of misfits and cast-offs. And it was a ticker tape parade. They moved out west 52 years ago from New York. So fans were on the sidewalks. They flooded the Civic Center. They were out there celebrating big time. Confetti rained down on all of the team members who were out there. I heard it was really pretty incredible. Marching bands and floats and mascots. And I mean, they made an incredible day of it, I guess. And then you had some former Giant greats, Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, and Willie McCovey, and Governor Schwarzenegger even got into the act. How about that? Right, remember, if you had any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. Always share.